Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, my darlings. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday practice of the week. We collectively set the intention yesterday for the week to anchor back into our New Year's intentions. I just had this kind of general feeling that now is a really good time to remember what the energy that we want to align ourselves with for 2022 actually is. I think this is the time when just life kind of takes over and we forget that we actually have a lot of control and a lot of choices that we can make in our day-to-day lives to bring ourselves closer to the things that we actually genuinely want. So if you have forgotten completely about your New Year's intentions, or if you feel like you are totally on track toward them, we are going to spend some time this week to just evaluate and kind of check in around where we are.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Today, for our Tune In Tuesday practice, I want to take a moment to really identify a daily routine that we can incorporate into our day-to-day lives that actually aligns with our New Year's intention. So this could be something, maybe it's something that you're already doing. If that's the case, I want to take a moment to really honor that routine and for you to remember and truly hold how important this daily routine is when it comes to everything you want to manifest for this year. That this routine that you have isn't just a little side thing, but actually it's really crucial. If you don't have a routine that aligns with your New Year's intention or that brings you a little bit closer to your New Year's intention every day, then today is the day that you actually find one. So a daily routine that you can incorporate that aligns with your New Year intention. What could that be? Right? So an example of that is if you set a New Year's intention to bring some movement and some energy into your life, then having a daily routine to move your body till the point of actually sweating every single day could be a really great way just to continue moving that energy. If you set an intention to incorporate more calm and for you to find more peace of mind this year, then take a moment to really evaluate, you know, do you have a daily moment, no matter what's going on in your life, a moment that happens for you every single day where you get to sit in silence and just be with yourself? That's a great thing to just check in with a little bit. For me, I set the intention to align my life with Mother Nature. So for me, making sure I have a daily routine that I never, ever, ever, ever miss that brings me closer to nature is so important. And I have, you know, I have a daily tea practice. I sit with tea every day. But actually, I feel like the one or the routine that is the most important for me that I really keep is my daily walk in the woods. That I don't let my life get too busy or my days get too full, that I don't have the time or the space to actually go be in the woods by myself, just communing with nature and just being outside. For me, this is one of those things that over the past couple of weeks, I've been pretty good at getting out into the woods alone. Not every single day. It's not a daily routine. And I really want to make it a daily routine because I know this is one of those things that actually brings me the closest to my New Year's intention, which is to live really closely with this earth. So what is a routine that you can make sure you incorporate that actually brings you really, really, really closely to the energy of your own New Year's intention for the year? Take a moment to sit with that and see what comes your way. It can be something really small, can be something massive. Since we're looking for a daily routine, I suggest you make it something digestible, something that actually is realistic, something that doesn't take up too much space or time or energy, but actually something that makes sense with your day-to-day, the way your life looks now. Something you can do every single day that will bring you closer to this intention. What could that be? If you want to journal on this today, our prompt is simple. A daily routine I can incorporate that aligns with my New Year's intention is. A daily routine I can incorporate that aligns with my New Year's intention is. Sit with that for a little bit and see what comes your way. And a really good one, and I was sitting with this a little bit earlier today, you know, if you have an intention set around joy, around excitement, around happiness, or feeling loved, anything that's really uplifting, and I think a lot of us have intentions that kind of center around those really big themes, having a daily gratitude practice. It's one of those things, it's a pretty universal routine we can incorporate into our day-to-day that probably is going to align with a lot of the energies of the different intentions that we have set. So maybe having that little moment at the end of the day, right before you go to bed, you know, keep a notebook right on your bedside table and write down three things you're grateful for at the end of every single day. You know, that to me is a really great example of a daily routine that can really help transform and change our lives. Whatever intention you set for 2022, I hope you feel it's within reach. I hope you're able to live a life that's bringing you closer and closer to everything you've dreamt of. And if not, I hope this episode and this week is a little bit of motivation for you to take one step closer to the life you truly want. Have a beautiful rest of this day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.